In the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight today at 100.7 WHUD from the band Falling High, it's Brian Mott. Hello, Brian.
Hey, Andy. Great to be here. How are you doing?
I'm doing great. Good to have you. Falling High, cool name. Where did the name come from?
We're actually based out of this little town by West Point called Highland Falls.
Oh, gotcha.
And, one of our members, Josiah, one of his friends was like, oh, you should just reverse the name, you know, Falling High, Highland Falls.
That's very clever. Did you, by the way, Google the name to make sure that you're the only Falling High out there?
Yeah. We had struggles in the past trying to find a band name.
It's not easy, is it? Everything's been taken, it seems like, right?
Yeah, there's so many names.
But you got lucky with Falling High. That's a good one. You mentioned Josiah. Who's in the group, Falling High?
Right now, it's me. I play drums. Honestly, all of us, we pretty much play everything, but our main roles, like I said, I play drums, Josiah plays guitar, piano, and sing. Phil, he'll play bass or sing. And then Finn is our lead guitar.
And I imagine you're kind of young guys. How old are the members of the band?
We range from 19 to 21. I'm the youngest, and Phil and Finn are 21.
Well, you're 19, and yet you apparently do everything. You're the drummer, you're the songwriter, primarily, you're the producer, the manager, and now you're the band representative. Did the other guys resent you for doing everything?
No, I kind of took on the role myself. I always wanted this band thing to work out more than anyone else, really. So I just really try to work hard at it.
But they're pretty much on board with how you go about your business, right?
Oh, yeah.
Wow, so you're kind of a business person, too. It's a lot of work.
Yeah. It is what it is, but I like it.
How did the members of the band Falling High meet? How'd that happen?
Me and Josiah were the first two original members. We met in high school, and he was honestly the only person that I knew that played guitar in the whole school. No one really.
That's hard
really
to believe.
A music school.
That's hard to believe because everybody owns a guitar. You walk into anybody's apartment or house, there's a guitar with dust on it, but it's sitting on a stand someplace.
Oh, yeah.
Are you all going to school now?
Yeah, right now everyone's going to school. Me and Phil are going to Rockland. Josiah goes to Nyack College, and Finn was going to Albany.
Has it always been about music for you, or did you have other designs on any other career?
Originally coming out of high school, I was going pre-med up at SUNY Cortland.
Wow, yeah.
And I decided music is definitely my thing. It's the only thing I really enjoy, you know?
Sure.
I didn't want to be stuck doing a career I wasn't enjoying.
I understand that. I understand how that works. And I bet your parents were really overjoyed that you dropped out of medical school to be a drummer in a rock band.
Yeah. Pretty cool. Pretty interesting story.
What was their reaction to that?
Yeah, they weren't too happy about it at first, obviously, because, you know, we spent all this money at Cortland and stuff, but they're just happy that I'm happy. So in the end, it worked out.
There you go. That makes some good parents, and that'll be good for you in the long run, I think. You know, be happy.
Yeah, I think so.
Ultimately, happiness beats everything else.
Oh, yeah, for sure.
In my experience. But, you know, you got to work at being happy. It just doesn't happen because you get to do whatever you want to do.
Exactly.
What's the goal of the band Falling High?
We honestly just to be a touring band all over the place, you know, travel. Touring is really what I've always wanted to do, and I think we're all on the same page.
What is it about touring that you think is so glamorous?
Just playing music for people, based on personal experience, it's the most fun zone, I guess you could say, that I've ever been in my life. I just always want to be doing that.
You know what? Do it while you're young. Tour, do whatever you can do. Have a good time.
Yeah.
You know, time catches up with you, and it kind of takes away some of that spontaneity. You become more responsible for things, okay?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, don't listen to me. What do I know? Come on, Brian. Tell me about the cool song we're going to hear called On My Own. It has kind of an interesting backstory, doesn't it?
Yeah, it does. I actually, at RCC, obviously I'm a music student. I'm taking this class called Songwriting Workshop. And my professor's Bobby Deitch. He gave us this project. He was like, take a title of a song and then just write based on that. He gave us five titles. On My Own was one of them, so I chose that and just wrote to it.
You know what? I've done 150 of these interviews, and that's the first time that's ever been the story of how a song got started. That's really very interesting, and you had to make it into something interesting.
You had to make the melody on your own, everything, all the lyrics.
And it's a simple song, too, I think. Is it three chords?
Four.
Darn, I was so close.
Close.
Yeah. We're going to hear that in just a moment. Do you have any shows lined up in the area coming up?
We actually do not. Usually winter is not a good time for us. We usually play, outdoors at parties and stuff, but we're open for anyone to contact us and book us.
Where can people find you?
We have all all the social media stuff like Twitter, Instagram, Facebook. We have an email account. SoundCloud is where you can stream our original music.
Just Google the band Falling High in New York.
Yes.
Hey, Brian, let's hear that song On My Own. Good luck to you. And, you know, medical school, think about that. You never know. It's something to fall back on, right?
Oh, yeah. All right. Thank you for having us.
You know what? You're motivated and you're confident, and that's going to do well for you, too.
I appreciate that.
You bet. Brian Mott in the Hudson Valley Artist Spotlight, the band Falling High. Here's the song On My Own at 100.7 WHUD. Way to go, Brian.
Have a good one.